Okay, boss. So today let's talk about how you can turn your services into digital products. That is our million-dollar question today. And I'm actually going to share with you 7 ways that I've learned how to do just that. Number 4 actually helped me to not only triple my sales, but attract more high-paying clients. So dig in, lean in, we're going to get started, but in just a second, before we get there, actually, let me start here and say, hey, boss, hey, how are you today? It's your girl, LaShonda Henry here, aka Sis of Sense, always excited to share things you can do to work on your money, your marketing, and your sales goals too, with strategy and intention. So come on, come on, come on, come in, lean in. I want to basically walk you through some really clever things that you can do when it comes to transitioning, right? Whether it be you want to transition from services to full-time strictly selling digital products, or you want to start to sell more digital products to supplement your income, whatever you want to do, I got you. So number one is to get into coaching, which is a service. It's just another way of doing it, right? So as opposed to you strictly focusing on DFY, done for you services, where you're doing things for people, opening up the space where you can share your same skills and your same expertise by offering coaching services. So I'm actually going to talk to you about 2 types of coaching that I do that might work for you. Okay. So the first one I call BLY coaching. BLY for me stands for Be Like You Coaching, right? And so I always used to chuckle about the fact that I guess I'm an old soul, because a lot of my clients are older than me, but they gravitate towards me, right? And a lot of them have said, you know what, LaShonda, I want to be like you when I grow up, which is funny because I'm like, but you're older than me. But they're like, okay, what I mean by that is, like, you know, when I become established online, I want to be like you. And so when I started to actually generate revenue online, a lot that I was doing was primarily around selling my services as a web designer and a graphics designer. So doing DFY, right? Done for you service work. But at the same time, there were people telling me, LaShonda, I want to get on the phone with you. I want to ask you questions because I want to be like you. I want to sell stuff online. I want to market myself. I want to create digital products. I want to get into blogging and monetization. Can we talk, right? Never mind, because I never saw myself as a coach. I'm like, okay, I'm not certified as a coach. I didn't see that space. Was a space for me. There was quite a bit of anxiety around that, but I had the skill and I had the expertise, so I put my big girl panties on and started to do coaching calls with clients who had that interest in mind, asking me questions about things that I did to get to where I was, because again, they wanted that BLY, be like you expertise. Okay, so that's something that you could do. I'm sure there are people who they see what you do, right? They admire what you do. It's possible that they want to create a business like you, offer services like you. Something about what you do appeals to them, right? And they would be willing to pay to pick your brain, right? As the saying goes, you can pick my brain as long as that invoice gets paid, right? So think about that, right? And this might resonate for you if you have found that even though you do this one thing as a service, people ask you questions about how you do this, that, or other in your business, how you were able to get this particular service-based business off the ground or what have you. A lot of people want to do things just like you, and they'll be willing to pay you to coach them, okay? Now, I will say this as just for those of you who, like myself, are not certified coaches or consultants. I know for a lot of people, not having that does cause a degree of anxiety, which it did for me. For many, many years, I said, listen, I'm not a coach. I am a mentor to other business entrepreneurs who want to be able to duplicate or replicate my success. So I can mentor you and, you know, offer my mentorship for a fee. Go over to sisofsense.com/call me to schedule a call and we can talk, right? So for me, it really, honestly, I've been coaching from day one, but whatever prestige or power or whatever I was giving to the word coach, that I didn't want to put on myself because I felt like that was not who I was. For many years, I just classified myself as a mentor. And now I classify myself as your content coach, self-proclaimed content coach and business bestie. Still a web designer, still a graphics designer, still a self-published author and all the other things. But I, with 20 years in the game, my big girl panties very well on my waist. I can say, you know, with full confidence, I'm a content coach. I've been successfully creating quality content for years, turning content into cash flow for years. I can help you work on your content creation, monetization, marketing, and sales goals. That's who I am. That's what I do. Just think of me as your personal content coach and business bestie, right? So I just say that just to have a little space to pause and give a little bit of transparency as far as my thoughts on the whole concept of coaching, period, what it meant to me and how I was able to comfortably transition into that space. That only is for people who have similar mindset to me. Of course, if you're like, listen, I'm certified, or I'm not certified, but I just see myself as a coach, whatever it is, girl, guy, whoever, do what you need to do. Okay. So the other type of coaching that I have fallen into over the years, and it fits very well for me, is DWY coaching, done with you. So done for you services is just that, right? You're doing stuff for people. Done with you is different. Just as the name suggests, you are creating experiences where there are certain things that you do together. So as part of my BLY coaching, people get on calls with me. They ask me about, you know, what I've done, what they're doing. They ask for reviews, assessments, clarity, recommendations. And that is that Be Like You coaching experience, right? Done with you is when clients are like, okay, you know, LaShonda, you've put together your emails, your automation, your digital products, you know, you put together a landing page, a lead magnet, sign up forms. Can you help me do this? Right? You know, I sit on the computer and something that I feel like takes me 10 years to do can take you 10 minutes, but I do want to learn how to do it, right? You know, that age old saying, you know, teach a man to fish, right? Give a man to fish versus teach a man to fish, right? And there are a lot of people who they don't want to have you do it for them. They really want to learn how to do it for themselves, right? So there are some people also who have anxiety. Just like I just kind of mentioned to you, there was some anxiety around calling myself a coach, right? For some people, there's anxiety around doing this stuff. Like, they know they want to do it and they've seen all these things, but they don't trust themselves to complete it. And they kind of want somebody else a little bit more experienced to be able to hold their hand and walk them through the process. And that's what I do with DWI Done With You coaching. Whether it's a group of people or in a private experience, I am walking people through different specific activities, things that they want to do, and helping them do it, right? So these are hands-on training experiences. Whereas the BLY, Be Like You coaching, we do clarity and we do strategy, just kind of mapping out a plan. The Done With You coaching, we complete the projects together, right? I call it, you know, being able to combine our superpowers, right? So you can take my marketing, techie, design skills and pair that with your amazing content and the things that you're trying to put together so that together we can work on creating your amazing, right? So coaching, number one, you want to turn your services into digital products. BLY coaching, DWY coaching, a great way to make the most of your DFY, done for you services. Turn that skill set into something else. Okay. Now, what's great about that is that digital offer allows you to still work within that skill set, but you don't have to necessarily sit and do all the work or stand and do all the work, right? Because either you're just talking it out or you're working with them over the phone or in person, just in a different way. Because a part of this desire, if you know, you know, as a service professional, when you want to transition into digital products, it's because you want to reduce the amount of work that you're doing manually, especially if you are a team of one or you're managing a small team. It becomes a lot, right? The more that you do, the more people want to work with you, and then it becomes exhausting. You're overextending, all the things, right? So when you can replace some of that manual hands-on work with coaching, whether it be guided coaching where you're doing some of the parts but all of the parts, and or you're doing verbal coaching where you're kind of walking people through things that they can do to move forward, it's a lot less labor intensive for you. Now, it mentally could be intense, right? Just being in a space where you have to get used to coaching people and communicating and working with clients and motivation and all the things. That's a whole other story for a whole other day, but it's definitely worth it if you are looking for an alternative, right, to actually doing all the DFY, right? Number one. Number two, what that you can do is to make a list of DIY activities. So that means, right, think about your done for you service or you're done with you coaching, consulting services. What are things that you go, oh, these are DIY activities that people that I work with can do? And they fall in either one or all of these categories. These are things that they can do for themselves. These are things that they should do for themselves. Or these are things that they need to do for themselves, right? So for example, one of the things I do is I'm a web designer. And there are certain things that people can do for themselves they need to do before they start working with me, right? So, there are some web designers that will just kind of make a skeleton mock-up site. I like clients to come to me and then have some content ready. So if they have it, great. But if they don't, I can guide them through the process of here are some pieces of content that you can put together that should be on your website so that when they launch, they're not just having this empty skeleton that they have to manually put stuff on. I've already done the heavy lifting and actually put that preliminary content on the website for them, right? So think about that. You know, when you think about the services that you offer to people and your clients, what are some things that they can start or they can accomplish on their own? What are the things that they should do if they want to improve or to get back on track or to take their self or whatever it is that they're trying to do to take that thing to the next level? What are some things that they should do, right? Or maybe they need to correct things. Maybe they need to have some preliminary work done. What does that look like, right? These are DIY pieces that can be turned into products. Okay, so that's number two, make a list of DIY activities, do it yourself activities that the people who you're currently selling services to, they could DIY themselves, right? Things they can, should, or need to do. Now, from there, we could actually go into number three, which is lists. We love lists, right? So one of the things that you can do is to create a digital product that is list-based. So number one, you can offer people checklists, right? If they are trying to get started with a service provider like yourself, giving them, oh, here are some things you should ask this type of service professional. Here are some things you should look for in this kind of service professional, right? Here are some things that you should have ready, right? Maybe a project checklist. I'm a web designer. I can say, okay, here are 15 things that you need to prep to build your best website, right, for your brand, right? Here is an SEO search engine optimization checklist, right? This is what I do all day, every day. So people who need those things, they're going to see me as an expert. expert and come to me, right? So creating lists and resources that give people either a checklist of, again, things that they need to do or to think or to ask other service professionals if they're looking for somebody to help them, right, in that area. Now, you giving them that list is an opportunity for you to then say, hey, by the way, I am one of these service professionals. So not only am I giving you this list, but if you want to work with me, dot, 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 right? A goals checklist, giving them a to-do list, giving them a resource list. I have something called the E-List. It's a list of essential tools for entrepreneurs, and it's monetized, right? Something that I sell. So you can create lists that people will love. I was talking to one of my clients, and she and her family are in the hair care space, and they have been there for many years. And I said, well, you know, you can create a list of where you get your supplies, the vendors you work with, you know, what to look for, what to ask. You have gone through it all, right? The good and the bad. And so somebody coming in from the beginning, you giving them a list, right, cuts through a lot. So, for example, there are a lot of entrepreneurs that will sell vendor lists, supply lists, right? Because you're cutting through the headache, the mistakes, the worry. Sometimes people go, oh, I don't want to try this or that company. What if it doesn't work out for me? The worry, the risk. They're willing to pay for somebody who can give them information and point them in the right direction. So that's number three for me, right? Giving them lists, turning those into products. Number four, for me, this one helped me to not only triple sales, but to attract high ticket clients. And this is to create how-to products, because basically the same services that people are paying you for, other people are looking for solutions that are maybe more budget friendly for them, because maybe they would like somebody to do it for them, but they can't do it themselves, or they don't want to be honest with you, right? Some people do, some people don't, right? But there's always a space for how-to products. The best-selling how-to product is books, right? So one of my favorite quotes is, books build businesses, right? You should be putting more of your content in the form of books, whether it be traditional style books where you're writing out information, or low content books where people can work through not only your information, but your instructions and your exercises, activities like workbooks and planners. Workbooks and planners are very popular, creating niche specific workbooks and planners. You could do online how-to programs. There's so many online platforms like Skillshare and Udemy, where people are looking for experts, service professionals to teach them how to do things, right? You can make your own courses, tutorials, online learning platforms, books, workbooks, planners, sell how-to products, right? You will open yourself up to a market. And guess what? There are some people who they start off with the best of intentions of doing it for themselves, and then they get started and go, oh no, this is not for me. Case in point, number one, as you know, I'm a web designer. Number two, a lot of what I do is to customize WordPress websites. I do other stuff, but customizations on WordPress is a big part of what I do. And there are people who they get into it, they say, you know, for the sake of budget, I want to build my WordPress website on my own. And they start off with how to, and they may go, oh man, I got that book, I got that course. Guess what? My website don't look like yours. I think I'm gonna need to transition to you doing it for me, right? And so there are a lot of people who at some point do transition from DIY to DFY, right? Do it yourself to done for you, because they find that either it's taking them too long to figure out how to do something, or they don't want to do it. They just don't want to do it, right? So this has been one way for me to attract high paying clients, because they will come in as a low price point client who bought a smaller training, a book, a tutorial, a course, and then eventually decided that it was better for them to have me do that service because I've been offering all of this information, instruction, and support, right? products. So how-to products is definitely something that you should be creating when it comes to your area of expertise. Okay. The next thing here for me, number five, is creating project aids and tools. Tools and aids and tools. What does that mean? Well, you do something, right? You help people finish something, right? What are some tools or aids that you can create to also help them without you doing certain things? So worksheets, templates, slides, right? These are all aids. These are all tools. One of my clients, she sells crochet patterns, right? So I was recently working with another client and she was getting into a space of starting to teach people how to sew. And I said to her, well, start to sell your patterns, right? You know, swipe files that you use in your business that other people would love, because it cuts down all the work of them having to create it. You've already done the work. They could just use your content. I sell my templates and worksheets all the time, right? As another way to turn my expertise, my skill set, my service-based information into digital products, right? So turn your project aids into tools. This also goes back to that whole concept of DIY content, right? So some things may not be the big things, but there might be small projects, right? Tiny tasks that people can do on their own, and they don't always have to come to you, right? So you can generate passive income by selling these DIY tools that people can use, right? Six is special interest events. So think about this. Number one, you have people in your space who want to be like you. They want to create your kind of business, offer your kind of service. You can create events for professionals that want to be like you, showcasing professionals who are like you or do things that are complementary to things that you do, right? Or events for your current target audience. So I work with business owners. It makes sense that every year I have a back to business conference because it's about business. And I work with other service professionals and experts. They teach, they speak. We have an experience. We have a time. So you could take your skill set, especially if you've been selling it for a while, if you already have a customer base, right? And either create events again for your current target base, or you can create events for professionals like you, whether it be you're marketing to them or you're creating events where they are the experts and speakers that basically are showcasing the event, right? You could do online events, offline events. I have done and continue to do a lot of events around my skill set and expertise, masterminds, classes, workshops, conferences, summits, retreats, you name it, you can do it. Special interest events. Last thing here on this list is putting together a subscription-based package. So lots of different kinds of packages that you can put together. And as a service professional, one of my favorites is a retainer package, so that there are people who they worked with you for that particular service and that was great. But guess what? They want to work with you consistently. So a retainer package is a subscription-based offer. And so you may not have like a ton of people who want to work with you all the time. But if you've got your ideal customers and clients and they're paying you on a monthly basis to continue to get those services or similar services, that also is another great way to work on your income goals. Because guess what? You want to do digital product stuff. Why? Number one, you probably want to reduce as much of your manual stuff and do more passive automated income, right? That's scalable, right? So selling digital products, you don't always have to sit and do the work. But number two, you want to sell digital products so you can make more money or make sustainable income. And so if you've got certain clients that you enjoy working with and they periodically come back to you and you create some sort of continuity subscription-based package for them, then you now have created a space where they don't have to manually come back. They will automatically pay you every month to get access to certain retainer services that you have made available to them, right? If it's not there, they're not going to buy it, right? Create the offer to create a space for you to generate more of that kind of revenue. So those are some clever ways that I and you can turn services into digital products. Number one, definitely let me know if you have tried any of these and or plan to try them. You can send me an email, leave me a comment, all the things. And actually on the SusanSense.com website, you can always click that gray tab on the right to send me a voice message. And this is actually a part of Q&A week here on SusanSense. I am creating content specifically around questions that you all, my content amazing mentees and business besties, have sent to me. So if you do have any questions, feel free to, again, either email, voice message, or comment. Drop me a comment and say, hey, LaShonda, I would love for you to talk about dot, dot, dot. I'm curious about dot, dot, dot. Feel free to share those questions with me. And of course, I will be back here real soon for another dose of direction. Till next time, take care.